All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. It is always an adventure and a journey coming to you live and direct here from KTEK Business 1110, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. Hey, just like every day that I start off the show every Thursday, we got a big day here in Houston, big sports day. So make sure you put your H's up out there for your Texans tonight. Oh, hey, and then how about celebrating those Houston Astros? Yeah, I know this is not a sports station, all right, but we do hope that those Texans bring a win, and we're cheering on our Houston Astros as they start the ALDS, the division series against the Kansas City Royals. I got a friend in KC who's already talking smack. Of course, I'll talk smack right back. Hey, but back to the point of the matter here. You're dialed in. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can learn more at motivationaltransitions.com. Also, if you're not out on Facebook, I need you out there. Follow along on Facebook, Unleashed Radio Hour. You can always follow along on Twitter, at Ron Unleashed. And then everything, now when I say everything Unleashed Radio Hour, can be found at UnleashedRadioHour.com. Again, UnleashedRadioHour.com. That's where we have all the past shows, the podcasts, show information. Hey, and last week we had an opportunity. We gave away our first ever Community Star Award to the Positive Coaching Alliance here in Houston for making a difference out there by building better athletes to build better people. So go out, take a look. Hey, we're still got that campaign that's underway to raise funds for the Positive Coaching Alliance and the work that they do, the educational programs that they take to the community for coaches, parents, and athletes. So hop on out, take a look, take a listen. Hey, if you feel so moved, throw some funds along PCA's way to help their cause. You hear the music? That means it's time to go to that quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages and bring our, hey, we're hitting a power up button on our guest to make sure we rock and we roll. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
Meet Del Wamsley.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is, and let me explain to you how upside down and backwards every investment principle is that every financial planner teaches, you, as 90% of the people who take my seminar, walk out of there and stop doing everything you're doing right now.
Unconventional wisdom that will set you free 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show daily at 1 p.m. on Business 1110 KTEK.
If you're using drugs or are addicted to pills or alcohol, you need help. You know that your addiction is harming your life, your job opportunities, and most importantly, your loved ones. That's where we come in. The Kick Addiction Network specializes in getting you the help you need to beat addiction. Our network of treatment specialists can help you get clean and have the experience and track records to show for it. And if you're struggling with addiction and have private insurance, your help may be fully covered. Give us a call 24/7 at 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. That's 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back. We're back. We're here rocking and rolling here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, I'm your host, Ron Klinger. It's always a joy, a privilege, and an honor to be on the airwaves with you. I thank you for your time, for dialing in, for listening in today. And we're going to get into a topic that, hey, I really enjoy, because I'll explain a little bit more why here shortly. But there's a greater cause to what we're going to start out with. It's kind of one of those, it's not what it seems from the outside. So you definitely can't judge a book by its cover. You've got to get into it, and we'll talk more about that here in just a second. But before we go on, we always have to make sure that we give praise and support and also our gratitude out there to those that helped to make this show become a reality. And I'd love to give a great shout-out right now to one of our good partners and community partners, and Hilton from Hilton Furniture and Mattress. You know, if you've got, hey, you can't be productive day in and day out if you don't get a good night's sleep. So you need to hop out to Hilton Furniture and Mattress, get your Tempur-Pedic, get your Sealy, get your Foster, whatever you need to do. Get out there, get that mattress that's right for you. They can help you out. They're located on the Gulf Freeway just south of Alameda Mall. All right, you could go out to HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. Again, that's HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. You can also just simply go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com, click on Partners, and what you'll see right there, right up there, Hilton Furniture, and that's a fact, Jack. You can get out there, HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com, and you can give them a telephone call, 713-910-5977. Hey, don't worry about that. They've got a credit plan and financing for you. So if you got no credit, good credit, bad credit, you're rebuilding credit, whatever the case, they can help you out and make sure that you get that mattress, make sure you get that solid hardwood furniture. Take that home. I know some folks that have been taken care of, and as my good friend likes to say, let them have it. If you haven't seen the commercials, you need to get out there. Hey, he and Booker T are having a lot of fun lately, making some of those commercials promoting Hilton Furniture and Mattress. And we wouldn't be able to do the show if it wasn't for some of their support. So thank you to Hilton, and get out there. And that is a fact, Jack. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're dialed in here. We're rocking in. We're rolling and we're moving along today. We're also broadcasting out on Periscope. So if you're listening out on Periscope, I'm trying something new. I've got a guest that's on phone, so I'm dialed in and plugged into the phone. And hopefully this feed is going straight in there as well, too, and not just me talking. We'll find that out in just a second. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited to bring to the air. I've got Mr. Robbie Bach. Robbie, are you on the airwaves, sir?
I am indeed.
Hey, and if I'm not mistaken, we got you out there in Beantown this morning. Is that right?
I am in Boston, and it's good to be on the show with you.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you for being on the show. And I was excited when I had an opportunity to outreach from your publicist, you know, reached out to me. I've had every generation of something that you've been a part of, and that's the Xbox platform. I've got the original one. I got the 360, and we got the one in my house. So we are fans of your work and your effort, and that's where I was going to begin to say, hey, it's a little, you can't judge a book by its cover. So as I got a chance to dig in, I'm thinking, sweet Xbox, right? I'm all on it. But there's more to it than that, isn't there, Robbie?
There is. It's a Xbox Revisited is a book that's tells the story of Xbox, but really tries to tell it to a broader purpose, to try to help people think about civic issues, which is a little bit of a head twist for people. But as you read the book, I think it's pretty clear why I approach it that way and why it's valuable.
Well, and you bring up a great point, because and I was, you know, I opened it up and I started reading, and I even in the early pages, there were some amazing talking points, you know, that I highlighted here, Robbie. And you know, your background with Microsoft, you go all the way back to, was it 1988? Did I remember correctly? If I have my facts straight.
That's correct.
And then took over in 99 with the Xbox platform. And then you were blessed and fortunate enough to retire in 2010.
Right.
And that's where this Act Two begins. And that was a part that really moved me, is when we start looking at and going through some of the statements that you made, and there's a couple that I highlighted, is that what are you going to do now? So for those who are kind of dialing in, you know, this is not about everything Xbox, but the process that you learned and that engineering that you learned, where, give folks, I've read some of this, but give them kind of a synopsis of how that launched into this book.
Well, the basic idea is I left Microsoft and I said, I want to have social impact. You know, I've had a 22-year career at a great company, and I want to find a different way to have impact. And I started thinking back on what I'd learned during those 22 years. And one of the things which I highlight, which I'm sure we'll talk about, is this strategy framework, which I call the 3P framework. And I started thinking about how that framework could be applied in the nonprofit work I do, how it could be applied in local government and local civic organizations. And when you actually look into it, you realize that so oftentimes when we get out of our professional life, we don't think about things at a strategic level. And so the whole idea is to explain to people through the power of the Xbox story why this framework is so important and how it can be applied in things we do in our civic and citizen lives every day.
Yeah, and you had a significant experience that many of us shared, and yours was on a whole another fundamental level with the attacks on 9/11. And I highlighted that 53-hour drive, right, cross-country in a Ford Taurus. And I know it's like, well, 53, I almost, you know, almost because kind of like a true journey in and of itself.
Right.
But the thing at the end of that paragraph that I highlighted most is, you know, that not only was that a journey for you, that seemed like a very significant signpost, you know, because what you said fundamentally changed my attitude towards the importance of civic issues. So tell me a little bit about, you're going on this 53-hour trip and all this just happened, and you're having to leave the epicenter of one of the most significant attacks, the most significant attack that we can recall in U.S. history, and just processing that to the call that you've gotten to get to this book.
Well, the whole idea at the time, you know, we left New York. We were fortunate to get a rental car. There were four of us in the car who happened to live in Seattle. We didn't know each other when we started very well. A couple of people were coworkers, but not were people I knew super well. And you travel across the country, and you see America. And you see America in a light that's completely different, because you're not going, you're not going on a trip. You're not going on a business trip. You're not going on a vacation. You're just trying to get home. And you discover what home means, and you discover what an amazing country we live in. And, you know, we traveled through Pennsylvania. I'd never driven across Pennsylvania. It was beautiful. We went across the Great Plains during the day, which on the one level is completely different than Pennsylvania, so it's not a lot of trees. It's, you know, sort of rolling Great Plains. That's exactly what it describes. But it was beautiful in its own way, and it made me appreciate why America was such a great place. And then, of course, while we're doing this, we're listening to the radio the whole way.
Yeah. Everything and, that was unfolding that day that I would imagine, like, if you're like me, you're just having a hard time even processing.
It was very difficult to process, and yet what you hear is a lot about American values. You hear a lot about why the country's important. You hear a lot about why we are together as a country, and it changes you. I mean, patriotism, I suppose, is an old-fashioned word, but it made me feel like I had an obligation. It made me feel like at some point when I had more time, I wanted to get back and spend time on those types of issues. And I was able to do some of that while I was still at Microsoft. I got very involved in the Boys and Girls Clubs of America and still am involved in that. But then when I left Microsoft, it gave me this new opportunity, and that's where the book gets started.
Yeah, and one of the things that I highlight, and I'm not sure if you had a chance to do any background about the show here, but what I loved about your message and what we're doing here and its alignment with this, which is I'm very selective in who I bring onto the airwaves. This show's about positively engaging those in the community. And one of the things I believe that you and I are absolutely connected is early on another talking point is you mentioned, you know, with this change and looking at that view, we should not be confused. My generation, the generation in charge, is failing our children and our children's children. You know, we have to step up and do something about that. That's a big part of what this show is about unleashing individual career and individual's business. How do we become value-added individuals? And that also aligns with your call to that civic duty that it's now time to step up.
Yeah. You know, I look at it through the lens of my parents' generation. My parents, I was a late in life, what in the Catholic Church we call a Catholic mistake. So my parents were older. My dad fought in World War II. And I think about what they sacrificed for the country and what they did living through the Depression and then World War II to really remake America. And then I go back and look at my life and say, what have I done? And yeah. It really does bring out you, this feeling of a duty, an obligation, and a real sense of what citizenship means and what obligations we have as citizens. And that's sort of the essence of what's underlying the book, even though the storyline is about video games and Xbox and creating a new business.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the key, and I think the key that you hit is it's we have to answer that call to serve and step up and figure that out. So let's get into this. You know, you started to look at this lens through the process of the engineering of Xbox and the trials and the tribulations from the early launch to the the start, the power button didn't turn on. Hey, we're gonna debut this second. Nothing's happening, right? I mean, those talk about a life lesson and learning skill that things don't always go according to plan, right?
Well, you know, it's funny. The first version of Xbox from day one right up until the end was this incredible roller coaster ride of some great highs and some incredible lows. And that first event happened at a conference called E3, which is a big gaming conference.
Know all about that one, but hey, and you better step up to the plate with those folks.
Yeah, and you know, I'm on stage. This is Microsoft's debut of the console. I press the button and nothing happens. Literally nothing.
Absolutely.
It's just and the video of that is on YouTube. It's actually quite funny. And so,
well, quite funny now when you go back and look at it, right?
Yeah, it wasn't funny at the time. And you know, that project, you know, had this essence of amazing success in the sense that we got it done and launched a new business at Microsoft, but some really difficult challenges and some huge mistakes. And the question we faced was, how do we fix it? And I relate that back to what we have going on in our civic lives, which is, look, there's some really cool things in America, but there's things that are fundamentally broken. How do we fix them?
Yeah, yeah, and that's one of the big things that we want to get rolling here. You know, so you decided to take that, you put that to that civic engineering book perspective, right? That call, that's the nice thing about doing your own thing, and give yourself your own title, right? You don't have to fit into the corporate ladders of whatever it is. Hey, I still love your CXO, you know, Chief Xbox Officer. You know, I love that title because I'm an HR kind of guy. But you know, Robbie, we're about to go to break here in just about 1 minute.
Sure.
But what I want to do is kind of give, you know, this this high view. You know, you've got this strategic approach and process, you know, that you've unveiled. You know, there's three P's to that. So I'm going to put it on a T for the listeners real quick. And I want people to be able to connect to you and follow along here when we come back from this break. But they can learn everything about you. Go out to Robbie Bach. That's R-O-B-B-I-E-B-A-C-H, right?
Yep.
.com, and there's everything, all the blog, the media. The thing that I believe we're going to jump into a little bit, if I'm on the right page with you, is that 3P process, correct?
Perfect.
And that framework for change, you know, and one of the things, there's a couple fundamental things that I know. I do a little training, a little consulting myself. Change gets to you three ways. It's the pain principle, right?
Right.
You have to, all right? The change is only necessitated when the pain of remaining the same becomes too great. You like that one, don't you?
I do. That fits. I felt that pain on Xbox for sure.
Amen. Hey, we'll share more about that here because we got the music in my ear. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dialed in here. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're going to come back. We're going to learn more about this 3P framework for change in social engineering and how do we get that corporate and civic renewal back here in the United States of America. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Every 67 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's. And today, more than 5 million Americans are living with the disease. Have you thought about who would provide that care for you or a family member and how to pay for it? The cost can run $80,000 to $90,000, $100,000 annually or more. But there's an even greater expense. In 2013, 15.5 million family and friends provided 17.5 billion hours of unpaid care to those with Alzheimer's and other dementias. Due to the physical and emotional burden, caregivers had $9.3 billion in additional health care costs of their own. All told, 60 to 70% of us will need some form of long-term care, and Medicare likely won't pay. Contact my good friend Lynn Rowe, CFP, today and receive her free booklet and information on long-term health care. Call 877-270-3127. That's 877-270-3127, or go online at iwantmyltc.net, iwantmyltc.net.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, opportunity.
Yeah, we thank you for taking the opportunity to dial in here, ladies and gentlemen, to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. I'm excited to have with me former CXO, Chief Xbox Officer, Robbie Bach. Robbie, we've been talking about change. You know, when we went to that break, we were talking about how change gets to you. You know, we talked about the pain of remaining the same. You know, there's also opportunity change. Something comes knocking on the door and you have choice in that factor. And then there's change that's done unto you where you don't have a choice and you got to roll with the punches. And I think from reading your book, you had a smattering of all of that through that. That brings us to these principles of change that you've got outlined in your book, Xbox Revisited.
Yeah, when the first version of Xbox, I would say, was successful in the sense that we got into the marketplace and got some market share, but we lost an awful lot of money, way more than we were expecting. And so we really had to step back and say, how do we change this business? How do we turn this business from a good market share but heavy loss business into a profitable business? And we developed this framework called the 3P framework, which basically says you have to be clear about your purpose, you have to be able to articulate your principles, and you have to be able to identify five key priorities for what you're going to do. And from that framework, we rebuilt the business to create the product that you have in your house called Xbox 360.
Yeah, and I've got the one as well, so we're excited about that in the Klinger household.
Oh, good.
So let's break this down. You know, I can probably dance with you pretty well on this one because of my reading and the stuff, which is why I love the book that I had an opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, and this did just come out this last month, right, Robbie?
That's correct.
Xbox Revisited, a game plan for corporate and civic renewal. You can get it, I'm sure, at every online distributor and bookstore.
Yeah, you can get it at all the online distributors and bookstores. You can also buy it on my website.
There you go. Which is, there you got to love that website, robbiebach.com, R-O-B-B-I-E. BACH.com right there, and you've got the book. You've also got the blog that you can follow along, and also contact. We'll talk more about that because you get out and you do some speaking engagements and consulting as well, correct?
That's correct.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that first P, you know, bring in, and whenever I talk to groups and audience about this one, about purpose, it's kind of like I should have my head shaved and be in some either Tibetan monk robe or something. Right? About purpose. That's a big question, not only on a personal level, let alone an organizational level, about how to build and grow a business.
Yeah, it's interesting. The first version of Xbox, if you had asked our team what's the purpose of the product, you would have gotten five different answers depending on who you asked. And it's very difficult to do something when you're not clear on what you're trying to accomplish. So I think of purpose as establishing your North Star.
I like that.
What direction are you going to go, and how do you stay focused on that ultimate direction? And, you know, so I'll give a simple example of a purpose statement. I work with a company called Sonos, which makes really cool wireless speaker systems. And Sonos would, if you ask somebody there, they would tell you their purpose is something like putting all the world's music in every room in your house. And it's a very clear, simple statement that everybody in the company understands, and they all know how to organize and rally around that. And so as we think about that in our personal lives and in our civic lives, are we clear about what we're trying to accomplish? And are we clear about the organizations we work with in our communities? Are we clear about what they're trying to accomplish? And getting that down to one sentence is very, very challenging, but
yeah.
Super important.
Well, and especially, you know, if I were to take that on a personal level, correct?
Right.
You
yeah.
know, it's probably a lot easier, but you still have, and here's the key that I know about that development, whether it's an individual or organizational level, you got to invest that time to answer those tough questions.
Right.
And if you don't purposefully plan time to do that, then you're not going to understand and answer that, be able to answer that question on a personal level, let alone within an organization and a group of individuals who may have different beliefs, different values that come to the table to make that happen.
Well, and it's when you get into that's absolutely right. And at a personal level, it's usually about time and being able to step away from the keyboard, as I say, and sort of think about it for a little bit. In a civic context, you know, it's the real challenge is having the discussion and, in fact, the debate about purpose relative to key issues we're trying to face, whether you're talking about education or immigration or gun control or whatever the issue is you're talking about, big and small. If you skip past the purpose stage, it makes finding a solution very, very difficult because now you have people who are trying to solve a different problem.
Absolutely. And then you have different people going different directions, and that's where it basically fragments the organization because they are literally and figuratively not on the same page with the same purpose of what they're doing every single day.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Hey, and you love this one. I don't know if you're a music fan, Robbie, but hey, you can't do that. You got to develop your purpose because the music, as it would say in the background, a little Bon Jovi there from the East Coast, if you don't do it, you'll be living on a prayer. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom49.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 49.com. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom49.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here. You're dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK AM on the dial, streaming live out online. You can also follow along at unleashedradiohour.com. You can follow along with me on Twitter at Ron Unleashed, and you can also stay connected. Robbie, what's your Twitter handle out there?
Oh, at Robbie Bach.
Very, very simple, very easy, right?
And
that's R-O-B-B-I-E-B-A-C-H.
That's right.
You can also go to robbiebach.com. Hey, you know, when we went to that break, we talked about living on a prayer. That could be another P word that you could throw in there, right? We're dialing in. Hey, I'm glad I've got you in stitches today. That means we're having some fun. At least I think so. Hey, so we talked about purpose, you know, and the significance of that. And then that next framework that you put out there are principles. Talk to folks about that.
Well, the thing we discovered working on Xbox is that we had a team of people that was somewhat like the United Nations, and I don't mean that from a nationality perspective, but from a approach to work perspective. How they thought about work, how they thought things, decisions should be made, what they thought our goals were, all those types of things. And so we didn't have a set of principles under which we were going to operate as a group. And principles are really important because if you have a group of people, even if they know where they're going, if they're going to operate in different ways, it makes it very hard for people to get along and get things done productively.
Well,
and so principles, you know, the idea is, can you write down five principles that everybody can agree to?
Yeah, and that's critical today because not only in the true essence of diversity, but I think you probably experienced a little bit of this as well, is that generational diversity that's out there. There's so many different ways that people want to get things done today than before.
Well, no, that's absolutely right. And people, you know, the country, the beauty of America, you know, we talked about that right across the country. The beauty of America is it is a diverse place. And yet, if you really think about it and work at it, there are common core principles that we hold that make us Americans. And so the challenge, as you think about it at the country level, is how do we articulate those American principles? If you get to the local level, you know, you're in Texas, that's a different viewpoint on the world than we have in the state of Washington where I live, and that's okay. But we got to be able to articulate those principles so that we can have conversations with each other.
No, absolutely. And I think the key piece that you hit there is that maybe you can dial in and we can dance with this. You know, the things that you're talking about in your framework, there are things that leaders within a business and organization and in the community, they've got to invest the time to have the conversations to define that purpose and those principles. It does take time, but it's one of those you get out of it what you put into it kind of equations. Yeah. And if you just fly by the seat of your pants, then you're going to get what you get and you can't throw a fit.
Well, that's of course the problem. And the challenge you face is it does require you to step back and have a conversation and a debate and a discussion and in some cases arguments before you are trying to solve the actual problem itself. And so as a leader, the leader's task is to force the team to step back away and talk about concepts and principles first before they start talking about the five things we'll talk about in a minute, priorities that they're going to try to do to solve the problem. And so much of what happens in our civic lives, whether it's in a nonprofit or a government institution, is people diving straight to solutions without actually talking about principles.
Yeah, and because then we're coming at it from completely
different
angles, which is great, right? Unless we let that become the barrier that gets in the way of the dialogue.
Yeah, and you know, you can look at almost any local, state, federal issue. And I bet there are people who have divergent principles having a debate about specific implementation things, and they wonder why they can't talk to each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, because we're not getting on that same page with our purpose and our principles. Two of the three P's that we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just dialed in, we've got with us author Robbie Bach, also former Microsoft president and chief Xbox officer, CXO. I just love that because I'm a gamer as well. And in talking about his book, Xbox Revisited, A Game Plan for Corporate and Civic Renewal, you can learn more at robbiebach.com. Hey, we've got some music. We're going to go to another break. Hey, when we come back, Robbie, we're going to jump in and dive in to those priorities and see how that works for folks out there and tell them how significant that is as a part of this process. You listen to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
Houston, this is Shonda Pierce. Houston, come in, Houston. Houston, we have no troubles because we're going to the Shonda Pierce concert. I'm so excited to be joining you on October the 16th at First Baptist Church in Pasadena. We're going to have a blast. We're going to focus on the funny.
The taller the hair, the closer to God. My mama had that Tower of Babel stuck up in there.
See, in the Nazarene church, we're dunkers. when you go to get baptized, somebody's going to dunk you down. They're going to wash you up. Hey, I was in a church in California, and the preacher just stood there with the water gun. Anybody else? Next.
You. Shonda Pierce with Lindsay McCall and Karen Williams. The Focus on the Funny Tour. It's Friday, October 16th at First Baptist Church, Pasadena. Get your tickets now online at kkht.com.
I cannot wait to see you there.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in. We're back. This is another nice long segment, so we're going to get a chance to dance a little bit more here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. You're dialed in and listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. As always, I thank you for taking time out of your day, your drive, or if you're listening to this as a podcast. You know, our podcast site is having some great success. The Unleashed Radio Hour has been on air since January of this year, and we just surpassed 1,500 replays of all of the shows and podcasts that are out there. So go dial in, listen to those. Hey, you got to grow yourself before you know yourself, if that makes any sense. And know yourself before you get the point. You get where I'm going there. Hey, but we've got talking about growing, talking about advancing, talking about becoming more of what we can do. Talk about a game plan for corporate and civic renewal. We've got Robbie Bach, who is online with us. Robbie, we went to that last break. We've already talked about purpose. We've talked about the principles. Now we've got another P word that we want folks to know, and what is that next one?
It's priorities for sure.
Absolutely, and you know that's part of that key too. Is if you don't make the plan, you get what you plan for, right?
Well, and the real challenge for people when they go to this, if they get through purpose and principles, the real challenge they have is they then say, well, there's all these things I want to do, and they'll have 10 action items or 10 things that they think are important. And the reality is, and this is just based on 20-plus years of managing people don't get 10 big things done. That just doesn't happen. And you want to make sure that people are focused on the right, and in my world, 5 things. So you get to pick 5 priorities that are consistent with your principles that will help you achieve your purpose. And if you can write those down and be crisp about it, then you have a plan.
Well, and I think the key that you're hitting here is the fact that, and this is where I can dance a little too, it's a strategic approach. It's
right.
Not a fly by the seat of your pants. It's your purpose is connected to your principles, which is connected to your priorities that helps you advance and make progress.
No, that's exactly right. And what you find is when you then go to start to explain it to other people, it's easy to explain. I mean, I literally can write this in 3 PowerPoint slides. I can do it in 3 pages or less in a Word document. And people can read it and say, oh, I get it. Now I know what we're trying to do. And suddenly they take control of the plan. And as a leader, you have to do less. It's actually quite liberating and puts other people in charge, which is a great thing.
Well, and what happens when you get it down to that level of granularity is that people begin to take ownership of it and do some self-leadership and self-governing and holding peers accountable and lifting peers up, whereas you as a leader don't have to always be overlooking the project and the process.
Well, yeah, that's right. And then put that in the context of a civic organization where you now empower lots of people, volunteers, other citizens, people who work in the organization, to actually drive great work consistently. And, you know, it's not as if you need some, the mayor telling everybody in the city what to do every day.
Right.
People are on a plan, and they're working towards a North Star that they all hold in common.
Yeah, and one of the things that you've got is actually on the blog section of your website that I really do like that dials into that civic conversation. You know, how do we reshape our civic institutions to create a better future? How do we bring hope? You know, and that's one of those things that everybody wants to have that, hey, the future is going to be brighter than and better than where I'm at today.
Right, and the only way that's going to happen is if people get engaged. People ask me, Robbie, what's your purpose in this work that you're doing now? And I tell people it's to inspire an army of civic engineers. And, you know, so that's a big statement. It's a North Star I've got the good direction on it. It's a long way away. But I want to inspire people to get engaged and get involved. And if they do that, we can reshape our communities and we can make things better. And, you know, we have to have a hope and belief that can be done.
Well, and now here's a great question. How do you go about doing that? Because, hey, you got to know more than probably most. And I think we're dialed in here, too. So much of what happens today, unfortunately, for better or for worse, is what's in it for me.
Right.
You know, it's that mentality that, for lack of better description, that narcissism that, you know, if it ain't in my backyard, if it ain't in for me, then pff, I ain't doing it.
Well, and I think the thing for each one of us as individuals, we have to make two sort of complementary statements. One, we have to find an issue, a topic that we're passionate about and decide to invest in it. And that means getting educated. It means finding out who in the community is working on it. It's finding out the organizations and doing all of that hard legwork to say, I want to have an impact in this particular area, and I'm going to invest time to do it. So that's the first thing you have to do. And the second thing you have to do is you have to admit that you believe in the collective good. And that's a big step for people. You have to get out of, well, I'm doing this because it will benefit me, and say, no, I'm doing this because I think it will make our community a better place. And that frees you up to not be so egocentric. It frees you up to not focus on whether this is right or wrong for me personally and to think a little bit more about whether it's right for the community. That's a hard step for people to take.
Yeah, and one of the things, if you're out there listening, and Robbie, we're probably dialed in together on this one, I would suggest that if you're listening and you're thinking, why would I give? You know, why do I care about what goes on in the community around me? Well, you need to stop and hit the pause button and really kind of look around you. And see, is it exactly what you want it to be and everything and that and more? But my point of that is if not, then what you can do, and I encourage folks to read, and I'm sure, Robbie, you've read in this area too, go out and look at books about servant leadership.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
go out and look at things that talk about, you know, leading and growing and engaging from a servant heart. And I think that will help individuals, because we go back to this, and I kind of want to dance a little 360. Did you see what I just did there?
Yeah, 360. Very good.
Back to something that we started at the very beginning of these three P's, is it gets you dialed back into that purpose.
Right.
And I, my experience, and I don't know if you've shared the same, most people don't spend time in that self-work and that and defining that self-worth of that purpose. So when it comes to big questions like this, it's just so much easier to just be reactive versus proactive going forward.
Yeah, and I think the interesting thing, when I go out and talk about this, I'm usually talking about it in a corporate context and helping somebody think about rebuilding their corporate strategy, or I'm talking about it in a civic context. But the reaction I get uniformly from people is, it had a big impact on me personally because I started to think about my own purpose as an individual. And if we can get people to have that thought process, things will roll better in the civic space, they'll roll better in the company space. It has that sort of knock-on effect. And getting people to think about their own purpose and what they're trying to accomplish with their life is an important step.
Yeah, and I guess the key to is like I said, you know, early on, that seems like this huge mountain that needs to be climbed for most people if they've never done that type of work before. But the reality is you can do it as simple as standing up, looking in the mirror, saying, what really is important to me, and what am I doing with the gifts, talents, and strengths that I've been given to make this world a better place?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. In fact, we talked earlier about the drive across the country after 9/11. One of the things that went through, I'm certain, every person's in the car that was with me in that Ford Taurus, one thing that went through all of our minds was, okay, this puts everything else I'm doing in perspective. So let me think about what's really important.
Well, and that's what launched your Act 2, correct?
Exactly. And, you know, so that's what gets you started thinking about through this process and, you know, eventually led to what for me now is very fulfilling filling work.
Well, and I think the key that you hit on that earlier too, Robbie, is the fact that you identified that passion,
you know,
that cause, that purpose that makes your heart sing, that you can throw yourself into, so it doesn't actually even feel like work. It's heaven forbid I would take it to this level. It's like I'm existing on another level.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I got an email today from somebody who's saw me speak and moved to Seattle and said, hey, I want to get involved. What organizations do you recommend? And my response back to that person was, well, let's not think about it that way. Let's have you come and say, these are the two or three things I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
These are the things I care about in the community. And once we identify those, then we can start thinking about places for you to engage and places for you to get involved. And so there is this circular nature to the 3P framework, where purpose leads to principles, leads to priorities, which then leads back to purpose.
Yep.
And that's a nice cycle to get into.
It's a full 360.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
It's just a joke that keeps on giving. It's perfect.
Hey, and it just keeps going on and on and on and on.
Well,
you know, one of the things that I don't think that people recognize And I know because I had a chance to read that advanced copy of the book. You know, right. You talk about that 53-hour journey across country. Not only did that have an impact because of the day, but if people don't know this and haven't read your book, they don't understand and know that you were in New York City at that time of the attacks.
Yeah, I flew into New York on a red eye that morning. I landed at JFK at, 6:40 or something, and went straight to a hotel to get a few hours of sleep before I did a bunch of PR work for the launch of Xbox. And I woke up and somebody called me on the phone, and it was just a lawyer from our PR agency, and said, "Hey, I understand your tour has been canceled. I'm across the street. Let me know how I can help." And I turned on the TV to the horror of 9/11.
And you just got into New York.
Just into New York. And, you know, that night, it was 10 o'clock at night, staying in a hotel in Times Square, and I look out, and there's not a single person in Times Square.
Yeah.
It's just, the memories from that are so visceral. And they do bring you back to what we discussed earlier, which is, how do we make this a better place? And how do we treasure the things that we have?
Yeah, and that truly is the big piece of that equation. And so, you know, I you start dialing in and you bring up there are tons of civic issues that you bring up, you know, having report cards, because, of course, you know as well as I know, if you're going to put anything out there, you have to have some measures to success, you know. And unfortunately, I think those get skewed in ways that really don't tell us the true story.
Yeah, what happens with the 3P framework, people often ask me, so, okay, I go through the 3P framework process, what do I do next? And in all of these things, what you have to do then is what, you know, in the business world, we would call an operating plan. So, and that is about what resources are you going to allocate, how much money are you going to spend, what metrics are you going to set for success. And it's important that you do that process in a great way as well. And then at the end of a period of time, typically a year, you come back and you look at your performance against your metrics, you compare that to your priorities back in your 3P framework, and you say, what needs to change? Where am I underperforming? Which priorities do I need to shift? And then you do the next cycle and do another operating plan. And it gets you in this flow, this rhythm of strategy-based activity, which is really powerful.
Well, and you're not just floundering or wandering aimlessly about, oh, should I do this? The other thing it does is it helps you say what some people, I kind of have this problem myself, that don't know two simple letters of N and O,
right.
Is if you go through that process and you're centered in that way, and you're powered up and moving forward, then it makes it easier to say no to things that don't fit those principles. And boy, howdy, that's littered through your Xbox process, you know, even to the point of, I had to laugh, the Game Boy.
Yeah. Well, there's a Chinese philosopher who makes this quote. It says, it's the noble art of leaving things undone. And there are some things that you might want on your priority list that you have to say no to. And that you have to look and say, that doesn't fit with our purpose, it doesn't fit with the principles, and it's just not important right now. And what that does, I think of it, it just clears away all the lint in the system. It takes all the clutter away and lets you be laser-focused on the stuff that's important. And the amazing thing is, when you get focused on what's important, suddenly you're able to do more.
Amen. And not only do more, you get the results that continue to fuel that tank.
Totally
to move
right.
on and progress forward. Hey, we're going to go to a quick break here, Robbie. We're going to come back for one final segment with you, a little short one, kind of get some final parting thoughts. You're dialed in, ladies and gentlemen, and you listen to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. And we'll be right back after the messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Hi, this is Sam Malone. We are thrilled to welcome a brand new smiling face to the show, Wonderful Windows and Siding. Their website, wonderfulwindowsandsiding.com. The owner, Philip LeGraff, and I have been friends for years. I'm like, Philip, give me a special to pass along to the listeners. He said, how about 10 energy efficient vinyl replacement windows for $39.95? $39.95 for 10 energy efficient vinyl replacement windows. I'm like, that is a deal. So call Philip McGrath, and don't call him at the office. Call his cell phone. He's the owner of the company. Call his cell right now, 832-541-5367. 832-541-5367. It's Wonderful Windows and Siding. The website, wonderfulwindowsandsiding.com. You'll be able to lower your energy bills, improve the look and value of your home, and you get Philip McGrath's cell phone number, 832-541-5367. Wonderful Windows and Siding.
This is Business 1110.
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I always have to let that one roll a little bit. Gets a little energy here as we get towards the close of the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, I want to thank you for listening in. If you're just dialing in and you've missed some of this show, well, shame on you. Boo-hoo-hoo. Hey, but guess what? You can go out to unleashedradiohour.com. It'll be up later today or tomorrow. You can get that podcast. Just go to unleashedradiohour.com. Click all the way on the far right link. Podcast. Every show from the Unleashed Radio Hour has been put out there so that you can listen to that. Like I said earlier, we have surpassed the 1,500 listen mark, and that's just on the podcast host site. Now close your ears, Robbie. Close your ears. You can also find the podcast out on iTunes.
Hey, that's okay. That's all good.
It's all good. Hey, I just know that whole rivalry of Microsoft and, you know, and Apple and everything else. But, hey, it's out on iTunes as well. And I hope that you'll come back and listen to some more of the shows and find value in the Unleashed Radio Hour. So, Robbie, you know, we've got this final quick last segment here, just of a couple minutes. First off, I want to thank you for being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour today and for the work that you're doing to truly step up and serve to make a difference in the community. And what's a parting shot that you would like folks who either listening in right now or listening to this as a podcast, you know, would like them to know about your work at with Xbox and Xbox Revisited?
Well, one thing I want to make sure people understand is that, you know, I certainly do speaking and I get paid for some of that. I write the book. Hopefully the book will make some money. But all the profits from the speaking and the book go to charity. So I'm a big supporter of Boys and Girls Clubs of America, a big supporter of the United States Olympic Committee. I'm very involved in the sports movement. And I'm a supporter for an organization called Year Up, which does incredible vocational training across the country. And so those organizations will benefit from this work, and hopefully that'll lead to some more good happening in the community.
Yeah, you beat me to the punch. I was going to close with that because it's listed very good on your website at robbiebach.com. That's RobbieBach.com. You can follow along with Robbie at RobbieBach on Twitter. What else do you want to share with folks? You got your blog that they can follow along with as well?
Yeah, the blog, I think people would find the blog interesting because it covers personal topics, it covers some business topics, and it covers some political topics. And so if you go through, I leave all the blog posts obviously up there. You can read through some of the back issues of the blog posts. And there's some stuff that's very personal there, and there's some things that are very organized around business, and there's some things organized around faith. And the whole idea is to start conversations. And, you know, I did a blog post on LinkedIn last week on immigration, which is a very controversial issue, and got a lot of responses, a lot of interesting responses. And so the whole idea here is to start a conversation, and the blog is designed to do that.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And if you want to know more about Robbie, go out to RobbieBach.com. You can get his book on his website, Xbox Revisited, A Game Plan for Corporate and Civic Renewal. Robbie, we really do want to thank you for being a part here of the Unleashed Radio Hour. Continue the work that you're doing, and thank you for being a part of the show.
Hey, I totally enjoyed it. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, have a great rest of your trip. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we've heard the music. We've got to hit to another break. We'll be right back with our quote of the week. And we thank you for listening in to the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Meet Del Wamsley.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is, and let me explain to you how upside down and backwards every investment principle is that every financial planner teaches, you, as 90% of the people who take my seminar, walk out of there and stop doing everything you're doing right now.
Unconventional wisdom that will set you free 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show daily at 1 p.m. on Business 1110 KTEK.
If you're using drugs or are addicted to pills or alcohol, you need help. You know that your addiction is harming your life, your job opportunities, and most importantly, your loved ones. That's where we come in. The Kick Addiction Network specializes in getting you the help you need to beat addiction. Our network of treatment specialists can help you get clean and have the experience and track records to show for it. And if you're struggling with addiction and have private insurance, your help may be fully covered. Give us a call 24/7 at 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. That's 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity, seize everything you ever wanted.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're dialed in here. Hopefully you had a chance to listen to the full show. If not, then hopefully you'll get a chance to go out and listen to the podcast. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com. As soon as we get that show file, we will put that up. You can listen to that as well as the many other podcasts, again, listed out at unleashedradiohour.com. Again, I can't thank you all enough for staying connected and listening in to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I love the topic. I love the opportunity to get a visit with Robbie Bach, who has written the new book, Xbox Revisited, A Game Plan for Corporate and Civic Renewal. You know, that's part of where that aligns to the purpose of the Unleashed Radio Hour. You know, I don't do this just to hear myself talk, although I like to talk, and many of my friends and colleagues know that. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
And I got to get another one.
Another one!
Okay, we can't do that. We got to keep that up. We got to have fun. I thank you, Andy, for being a part of that process because we enjoy it. We laugh. We cut up. We have a good time. But in all seriousness, this show is about making a difference in the community. This show is about giving information, tools, and resources that will help you unlock and unleash your career, your business, and to make a difference in the community, which is where last week we awarded our first ever Community Star Award. If you believe in the process of what we're doing, go out to unleashedradiohour.com. I want you to click on Community Star Award. Read about the Positive Coaching Alliance. I've left that up. We're going to close it at 5 o'clock today. You know, we're going to do a shorter term. But if you feel so moved by that cause, then help jump in. Click on that GoFundMe account. We're working to raise some money. And we're sitting at a whopping $250, which is where we sat at the end of last week's show. So we'd like to bring in some more funds to help that cause, to make a difference in youth sports with coaches, parents, and student athletes here in the greater Houston area. All right. Also, one thing I want to talk about next week, dial in. I got another best-selling author, Kevin Kruse, is coming on the airwaves. We're going to talk about some of his work around engagement, also more specifically about time management, about the need to manage your time well, which dials in very well with the priorities that we talked about today from Xbox Revisited. But in that, I also want to dial you back in. If you get the opportunity this week, I really want to encourage you to take some time to pause, to reflect, and to identify and work towards what Robbie talked about earlier and what I believe wholeheartedly in as well, is working and identifying that purpose. So the quote of this week that I'm going to close the show with is, your life has purpose. Your story is important. Your dreams count. Your voice matters. You were born to make an impact. Now, it's harder to know where to make an impact if you haven't identified your purpose and what's important to you. So I really would like to encourage you to do that. This show is important to me. It's important that we get information, resources, community members, authors, whoever I can on the airwaves that can help you, the listener, to unleash your career, your business. That's the goal. That's the purpose. That is my passion, and it makes doing this a joy, a pleasure, a privilege, and an honor to be sharing the airwaves or over podcast, whichever you're listening to, with you, the listener. So we thank you again. Again, encourage you to go out, follow along with the show at unleashedradiohour.com. Give us a like on Facebook, find Unleashed Radio Hour. And also you can follow along with me on Twitter at Ron Unleashed. I want to wish all of you a glorious weekend out there. I want you to have a great and safe one until next week. Until that point,
see ya.